And on a Friday morning, you got your Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Sounding. For a Friday end of the week installment of Not Necessarily the News.
Not Necessarily
That's
the
right.
News.
Where we, on the daily, dish out the dirt. And certainly during the stock show, we got a lot of dirt. We got extra dirt. In fact, this is a friendly reminder to always watch where you step for the next 23 days.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Be careful.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah. Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers, we stream live for you. Good morning, Hanksters. Well, after yesterday, President Trump gave whole milk back to the world. He got himself a couple gifts in return. Maybe not directly related, but the United States, somewhere in the last 24 hours, seized our sixth Venezuelan oil tanker.
Number six!
Yeah. The next one, with a coupon and the app, you get free.
But you can't
just have the coupon.
Oh.
You got to have the app, too. And scan
you know
the
what?
Thing.
Don't
and then while you're at the
started.
Self-checkout right there, then that person has to come over because none of it makes sense.
It's all a racket.
Happy oil tankers for everybody. Now, he also got a Nobel Peace Prize. Not his, but it was the one that Venezuelan opposition leader, the winner from last year's Nobel, Maria Corina Machado, presented Trump with her Nobel Peace Prize, and he accepted it and then took it. And he's going to keep it. And he's very happy with it, by all accounts. Oh, seriously, from the White House. They literally said he's going to keep it. So she got a... it's not made up. She got a swag bag in return.
Did she have to get the app for that?
You get the self-checkout over there. Oh. And then, by the way, France is the latest country to conduct military drills in Greenland. Mm. French troops arrived. And so at least we know there's one occupying force that will surrender immediately if we do take over Greenland. So there you go.
MAGA!
It's your update. You're welcome.
So the NFL playoffs are going down this weekend with what could be the coldest game in history. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Expected to be negative 10 in Chicago.
Hey.
Tom Brady understands the challenges of this better than anyone, but it's nothing compared to parenting teenagers. They do come up with some interesting vernacular. And while we enjoyed, you know, collecting stickers or riding bikes as kids, his are unleashing their inner DJ Clue.
My son called me Unk 2 days ago.
Better than Brock.
I know. I mean, all their little whatever Gen Z words are really cute and funny. And my middle son loves music and he loves DJing and he's got me into all this house music. So Ooh. Now I'm listening to house music all the time. It's like crazy.
I don't know that that's a flex there, Tom. But, you know, he does say that retiring at the age of 45 was always the goal. His kids have watched dear old dad play forever and now it's his turn. Turn the finger.
He cannot make himself more unlikable for crying out loud.
Yeah, you know, some people, don't ask me how I know this, they just need to sit there and look cute in life, and the world is your oyster.
I have two theories that both center around people seemingly human are actually AI robots. One is Tom Brady. The other is Ariana Grande. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Well, we find out how it ends, the finale of season 2 of Landman. That will drop on Sunday, Paramount Plus, the finale, Tragedy and Flies, is what it's titled. So the rest of them, seasons, episodes, to varying degrees. Some people have dropped out on the thing. I don't know. But on the flip side of it, congratulations, you non-radio listeners. Spotify has raised its prices again. So congratulations. I'm looking back through our archives here at Hank FM and the last time we raised prices for listening to the show. And
I don't think, never.
And you get every single penny's worth, even though they got rid of the penny.
Kenny Chesney may sing a lot about margaritas on the beach, but make no mistake about it, he is a bona fide health nut. He engages in a lot of biohacking, which is, you know, a thing on the internet.
Tom Brady-ish.
He calls it witchcraft to stay young. He likes the cold plunge, plasma exchanges, IVs, heat, and ice. Says he got on the fitness train in 2016, has a manual treadmill, doesn't even turn on. It's Kenny powered, as they say, and he stopped drinking beer on the road. better. This is kind of cool. At all of his shows, you can do a cheek swab to see if you're qualified to be a bone marrow donor for those battling cancer. Hmm. I love you, Chenny. Kenny Chesney, whatever your name is.
So now, great. Now he's no fun.
Well, he's fun-ish.
For the 1.5 million Verizon customers that didn't have any fun for a little while, for about 10 hours, for the Verizon Wednesday network outage, congratulations, you get $20.
Oh!
Yeah. $20 account credits to the 1.5 million Verizon customers. Guess what? You need to redeem it through the app.
All right.
And then the self-checkout person has to come over. Do you have the coupon, too? Also in business news, as we reported yesterday, Saks Fifth Avenue has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh.
And so get ready for Spirit Halloween Fifth Avenue soon. Very excited about that. Yeah.
Party, party.
Mm-hmm.
So big news that the U.S. is not just expanding into Venezuela or Greenland. Uh-uh. We are building a nuclear reactor on the moon that is set to go in the year 2030. So what are we going to do up there? Well, how about go on a nice vacation? A Silicon startup is now taking reservations for a hotel on the moon. It's called Gru Space. They're expecting accepting guest deposits, but those will set you back anywhere between $250,000 to $1 million.
Whoa!
The hotel doesn't even exist.
Whoa!
And you've got to also... book your own airfare.
Oh.
So this is not all-inclusive.
Okay.
You
right.
know what I mean? So you need to find a rocket and get up there. Despite all this, more proof that life is not fair. A lot of really, really rich people have already made reservations and are looking forward to taking part in moonwalks, rover driving, and lunar golf.
$250,000 to $1 million to book this?
Yeah, that starts. And it's B-Y-O-R.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you'll buy that...
Oh, boy.
We got some property for you.
Not to be missed. KB and Heather Lee on Hank FM.
Where is it, King George?
If you leave me...